Blackstone presents Dream Seller, an addiction memoir by Brandon Novak with Joe Franz. This book is read by Brandon Novak. This book is dedicated to my mother, Pat Novak, whose love, kindness, and forgiveness provided strength, hope, and inspiration.
Foreword by Tony Hawk, read by Joe Franz. The lure of celebrity is strong at a young age. This is especially true in the world of skateboarding. Kids who show a hint of talent usually do so just as they are becoming teenagers, and there are plenty of companies that will promise fame and fortune to these naive souls. It's hard to keep your head clear when you're suddenly thrust into the spotlight for your skills, and puberty is still something you've only heard about in health class. It's all too easy to get caught up in the hype, join the party scene, get the girls, who never gave you attention until you got your picture in the skate magazine, and let your skating take a backseat to your celebrity status. You're soon forgotten because your skating is no longer on point, but in your drug-fogged mind, you are still the shit. Only when the money stops coming in and the attention dries up does reality come crashing down. You love drugs more than you love skating, or even yourself. I've seen it too many times, but one of the biggest offenders in this cliché scenario is Brandon Novak. Brandon was a prodigal skater in the 90s. He was well on his way to a successful pro career until he got caught up in the party scene. For a while, the only amateur name you heard about was Brandon. This kid from Baltimore is amazing, the next Bucky Lassick. And suddenly, he was gone. There were plenty of rumors about what became of this young hopeful. He stopped skating. He was doing heroin. He died. I didn't know what to believe, but I knew whatever he was doing, it wasn't good. I knew Bam was trying to help, but it seemed like he was unknowingly becoming Brandon's source of income, just so he could get a fix. Skating was just a memory for him. He now lived for the needle. I only got to see Brandon skate a couple times, but there was no denying his natural talent. He could have learned anything he wanted and made a decent living in the process. Now, he's a likely candidate for Behind the Music, Behind the Board episode, but his story is one of the few that has a silver lining. Through these experiences and his subsequent sobriety, he now serves as a cautionary tale. Sure, we can laugh at his stories and make fun of his poor choices, but we have to realize that this stuff can happen all too easily when you have these opportunities at such a young age.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?